Okay, so picture this. We spend so much time talking about the risks of powerful AI, right? The doomer scenarios, the existential threats. But what if we flip that script entirely?
I keep coming back to that, Sharon. It's easy to get caught in the fear loop, but the Anthropic CEO's essay, Machines of Loving Grace, really pushes back, arguing we're underestimating the radical upside, not just the downside.
Exactly. Here's the thing that blew my mind. They're focusing on risks precisely because they see them as the only thing standing between us and a fundamentally positive future. It's not pessimism, it's pragmatism.
That's a critical reframing. They also explain why AI companies often shy away from the upside narrative to avoid sounding like propagandists or getting caught in sci-fi grandiosity. It's a strategic choice.
Right. Avoiding the sci-fi baggage is key. But they argue we need an inspiring vision, not just a plan to fight fires. We need hope, not just fear, to rally people.
So the real question is, what does that inspiring vision look like? The essay focuses on five areas: biology and physical health, neuroscience, economic development, peace and governance, and work and meaning.
Let's dive into biology first, because this is where it gets wild. They're predicting we could compress 50 to 100 years of biological progress into just 5-10 years with powerful AI. Think of it this way: the entire 21st century's medical breakthroughs in a single decade.
But what if we stress test that for a second? Biologists have historically been skeptical of big data or AI, pointing to issues like data quality and the sheer time physical experiments take. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. The essay argues AI isn't just a data analysis tool. It's a virtual biologist that designs and runs experiments, invents new methods, and directs human researchers. It speeds up the entire research process.
Ah, so it's about AI accelerating the discovery of new tools and techniques, like CRISPR or advanced microscopy, which historically have driven most biological progress. Those are the high returns to intelligence areas.
Exactly. They cite examples like CRISPR, which was known in bacteria since the 80s, but took 25 years for humans to repurpose. AI could make those connections and breakthroughs 10x faster.
The part nobody's talking about is the potential for doubling human lifespan to 150 years. That's a huge claim, even if it fits a historical trend of life expectancy increases.
Yeah, and the implications for things like Social Security and Medicare radically improve, they say, because the ratio of working age to retired populations would change drastically. It's not just about health, it's societal restructuring.
Moving to neuroscience, the essay applies the same 100 years in 5-10 framework. It suggests AI insights, like the scaling hypothesis, could revolutionize our understanding of how intelligence works in the brain itself.
Think of it this way: AI helps us cure most mental illness, PTSD, depression, schizophrenia, and even everyday problems like focus or anxiety could be managed. It's about cognitive and mental freedom.
That's a profound shift, making the world a much better and more humane place. But then we hit the big question: will everyone have access? Economic development and poverty alleviation.
This is where it gets tricky, because human constraints and intrinsic complexity really kick in. They're less confident here, acknowledging that technology alone doesn't solve corruption or weak institutions.
Here's what bugs me about that. The essay acknowledges AI can't solve the socialist calculation problem or tell governments what to do, but it still hopes for AI finance ministers achieving 20% annual GDP growth in developing nations.
It's an ambitious goal, a dream scenario that depends on collective effort. But they also point to the organic spread of tech, like cell phones in sub-Saharan Africa, and how health improvements boost productivity.
and mitigating climate change, a second green revolution for food security, these are massive challenges where AI could make solutions far less costly, potentially overcoming political objections.
Okay, so picture this. If all that goes well, what about peace and governance? This section is a bit sobering. The author sees no strong reason AI will inherently favor democracy.
I keep coming back to that point. AI can aid both good guys and bad guys. Better propaganda, better surveillance. It's a tool, not a moral compass. So the real question is, who controls the AI?
They propose an entente strategy for democracies to gain an advantage, using AI for military superiority, and then offering its benefits as a carrot for supporting democracy. An eternal 1991, as they put it.
But let's stress test that for a second. It requires extraordinarily wise decisions and close cooperation between private AI companies and democratic governments. That's a huge assumption, given current geopolitical realities.
True, but within democracies, they're more optimistic. AI could improve legal systems, reduce bias, and make governance fairer. Imagine an AI helping you navigate the DMV or get all the social services you're entitled to.
The last section, work and meaning, feels the fuzziest. If AIs do everything, what's left for humans? The essay dismisses the idea that meaning comes solely from economic labor.
Yeah, it's like if Uber had a baby with Wikipedia. Meaning comes from human relationships, accomplishments, even competition. You can still strive to be good at a video game, even if an AI is better.
But the economic piece is harder. The essay admits comparative advantage might eventually break down. Then what? Universal basic income? An economy run by AIs distributing resources based on human values?
It's a huge, open question, requiring societal conversation and experimentation. But the overall vision is that basic human intuitions, fairness, cooperation, curiosity, are winning strategies that AI could accelerate.
So it's not just about avoiding catastrophe, but actively building a future where humanity's best ideals are realized at a pace we can barely imagine. That's a powerful call to action.